So you were just in a panel up on stage there.
Yes.
in a session called The Credit Evolution. So can you just give us a quick summary on what you guys talked about up there?
Yeah, it was all about what's going on in the card industry, specifically with credit cards, mm-hmm. and how rates are changing, mm-hmm. and they're rising, and what credit unions should be doing as far as rates, reward panels or reward discussions. Mm-hmm. The fees, Postcard Act, and just sharing a lot of tips with all the participants.
I can't remember her name, but she had a really funny, not to pay Samuel Jackson was a really funny line that I thought up there. And,
yeah.
and I just like, I wrote it down.
That we're not big fans of Samuel Jackson and his card.
And should we even name the name? We don't even want to name the company that he works for. So
no.
I
think people know.
Yeah, they know. So one of the aspects of the conference said, what do card issuers need to know to navigate in today's environment? So what do you have to say? Can you expand on that?
Yeah, there's a lot of school of thoughts, and I want to talk about rates. And there's a lot of credit unions that went to variable rates when the CARD Act came out, mm-hmm. because they figured it was a lot easier.
Right.
The one thing I've been noticing, and I do strongly recommend, because the majority of a card program's revenue should be coming from finance charge income, and for that you need balances.
Okay.
Consumers, if they're going to bring balances to you, they want to know that their rate's not going to change.
Mm-hmm.
And then the interesting thing is, in my schools, I often ask people who are doing risk-based pricing, how often are you scoring your cardholders at reissue? And surprisingly, about 80% of my attendees do not score cardholders at reissue, but they're doing a variable rate card.
Okay.
So then my question becomes, are you managing your risk because of the economy or with the economy,
mm-hmm.
but you're ignoring the risk of the cardholder? And if you are not scoring cardholders at reissue, it becomes an issue.
Yeah.
I mean, what if you have somebody that was an A member,
mm-hmm.
3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and now they're a D,
mm-hmm.
or vice versa, they're a D and now they're an A, you're still giving them the same rate. And you can still do the fixed rates like we used to do 10 years ago in the
yeah.
industry. And that is the one thing, as a credit union, if we're going to be offering fair cards to members,
mm-hmm.
it should, in my opinion, you should have at least one fixed rate program.
Okay.
And those programs tend to get more balances, which 70% of your revenue should be coming from finance charge income. Only about 15 to 20% should be coming from interchange.
Okay.
And you've got reward users who don't really even care about rate. So make them the variable.
Oh.
But if you want the balances, go to with a fixed rate card.
I think I'm in the reward users area because I really enjoy that type of stuff. Getting a little bit back, you know, it's kind of cool. And I don't even think about the rate. You're exactly right.
Right. And don't let people confuse you about setting up all these different programs to try and meet all these different needs.
True.
The bottom line is card users, they're revolvers or they're transactors. And you can simplify your program, simplify your expenses,
mm-hmm.
increase your overall profitability by just offering two programs as the core. You still may want to do a student program or a secured program or a business program. Something I want to mention about credit lines. If you are still issuing $500 and $1,000 credit lines, you need to get away from that
oh.
because those programs are costing you money. $500 credit line 10 years ago was okay,
mm-hmm.
but today it should be at least $1,000 okay. to see any type of profitability on that particular program. And the other thing that I would encourage credit unions to do to meet their growth goals, keeping in mind that your card loan should be 10% of your total loans,
mm-hmm.
Is the credit line increase. A lot of credit unions feel they still cannot do line increases because of the CARD Act,
mm-hmm.
and they can. If you get with Equifax or any of the credit bureaus, they've got the ability to pay factor
mm-hmm.
all built in. But the credit utilization ratio has been increasing with a lot of credit unions
mm-hmm.
because they're not doing line increases.
Oh.
If you don't do line increases, you're not going to be able to grow the program.
Okay. That's a lot of information, Ani. No wonder you're successful. I mean, you have a lot of that information at the tip of
I agree that my goal is to make consumer programs fair,
mm-hmm.
or I should say credit union programs fair
okay.
and ethical.
Yeah.
And what I said in the panel discussion just now is that if you're a credit union that's charging cash advance fees, balance transfer fees, minimum finance charges, penalty rates, you're doing it all wrong. If your program is managed correctly
mm-hmm.
and structured correctly,
mm-hmm.
you can still be very profitable with just a return payment fee, which would be ACH or a return check mm-hmm. payment fee, and also a late fee. And when I see credit unions who are doing $35 and $39 late fees, because that's what the banks do,
right.
their profitability model is so much different than ours, where ours, we expect 70% of our income from finance charges. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Banks only expect about 40%. They make the majority of their income on interchange because of their high credit lines right. and fees right. because they charge exorbitant fees. So they can afford to do the risks of the 0% because mm-hmm. they don't count on finance charge yeah. income. Yeah. Credit unions can't do the 0%
right.
because our model is different.
Right.
So all of this stuff, wow. I could go on and yeah. on and on. But
wow, what a juggling act for a credit union. But it's
fun. It's fun. Yeah. If you find a person at your credit union who's just really into it and yeah. excited and passionate, that's the key to having a good okay. program, is somebody who just wants to own it, grow it, be fair to the members. And that's what I'm all about too.
Well, let's give you a plug, because you have a couple of conferences coming up later this year. And if you want to talk about, because this is some of the stuff that you talk about in your conferences, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I try and teach credit unions what I do in my consulting world, is I want them to know how to run their program. Mm-hmm. And I give them all the information they'll need. We have guest speakers on lending, how to take risk. We have all the processors mm-hmm. that are in attendance. They're great schools. I do 5 a year throughout the country. Typically, we keep them around 35 or 40. Mm-hmm. But the ones coming up, I've got one coming up in a few weeks in Chicago that sold out. We're off for the summer, and then we get back into it in the fall. We've got Portland, Oregon, San Antonio, and then in January, wow. I love Vegas. So we always do Vegas. Vegas will be January 2017.
Well, that's a good time of the year to go to Vegas. You don't want to go there in July where you're going to melt.
This is true. This is true. It's normally December, January we hit right. Vegas, because I live in Chicago.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, it's such a, I mean, obviously there's a huge demand for people wanting to know this type of stuff, because it is such a juggling act, and it's always changing, like technology, like all this stuff. And then folks like you out there are helping credit unions, you know, get on the right path.
Right. And training their people right. to have a card services mm-hmm. product champion mm-hmm. where they just live and breathe this stuff.
Awesome. All right. Wrap up question here, Ondine. What is your mission here at Think 16? Besides getting up there on the panel and providing folks with valuable information, what do you want to accomplish here?
Because I'm a credit card person, mm-hmm. I want to get the message across. We need to continue to offer the fair programs. Don't look to banks as your competition, because in reality, because our profitability model is so mm-hmm. different, mm-hmm. we really want our card members, not necessarily for the profits like banks do, but for loyalty to our mm-hmm. products and services overall. So I want to continue to emphasize a really fair and ethical program for the consumer through the rates and the fees, while still, on the other side, making sure that the credit union maintains profitability.
Excellent message to end on. Thank you so much, Ondine. Always
you.
A pleasure.
It's good seeing you.